This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with Quinta Brunson, who wrote the book She Memes Well, and Taylor Guerin, writer and director of the movie As of Yet. Are you ready for another game?
I'm fully
ready. Yeah, let's do it.
So we've invented some new nightclubs themed after elements on the periodic table. Okay. So we're going to describe the club, and you're going to tell us the element. Taylor, this first one is for you. Everyone is welcome at the bar. What the H? In fact, it's the most abundant chain in the universe. Their specialty is deconstructed water, but it's BYOO, as in bring your own oxygen molecule.
So this is Club Hydrogen. I've heard of it. I know the guys who run it, actually. They're super.
Can you get me in?
I can see what I can do. But yeah, they do actually have enforcers that make you drink a glass of water after every drink, which is nice. I've never woken up feeling bad after it. Long lines for the bathroom, I will say.
All right, Quinta. Tourists flock to the Banana Tree Bar to drink their signature banana daiquiris that are chock full of the element symbolized by K. It's so overrated. Avocados and sweet potatoes have even more of the element, which doesn't even start with K. Don't get me started.
Okay. I'm going to have to, thanks to once again television and film, I can answer this question, not science at all.
Beautiful.
But potassium?
Mm. Yeah, potassium. Yeah.
Club Potassium. Club Thank potassium. You. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay, that's what it was from. I was trying to figure out where I know it was. Yeah, yeah.
Where does it come up in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? I don't remember.
So it's not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It's one of the after, and it's not even Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
One of them has like a seizure or something, right? There's a medical emergency. And
yes,
like, we need to get him a banana. It has potassium. He has.
Yo,
I just pulled that from the depths of my
brain. No, but me too. And you pulled it as it was coming. You actually put it back in my brain.
That was kind of like a tag team effort.
That was.
I love you guys have both seen the whatever fourth or fifth Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't even sure I knew that one existed. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed.
All right, Taylor. At the Blue Period, young artists take shots of Bacardi and B12 out of ancient vases from China. They're all dyed with a distinctive blue color pigment made with this element.
This one is, I don't know. Can I get another hint? Or can I get like a multiple choice?
Sure. It could be, is it boron or B, cobalt, or C, sulfur?
Well, I'm going to go with B, cobalt, simply because I know that is a shade of blue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are correct. Oh. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, cobalt was traditionally used to make blue pigments, and it's really hard to mine, which is why, actually, in German, it's referred to as Goblin Ore.
Ooh.
That's pretty fantastic.
I know. I think we should bring that back.
Let's have fun with their language. That's what I'm saying.
They really do.
It's pop off.
Always doing it up.
It seems like it's one of the few ways they have fun, but yes.
Oh, dear.
All right, Quinta. Recharged is my favorite battery-themed bar. DJ Samsung Galaxy Note 7 keeps the explosive beats going all night long. She only plays remixes of one specific Nirvana song from 1991. Plus, at happy hour, everyone takes a shot of mood stabilizer.
Lithium!
Yeah. Lithium!
You got
That's
it.
Correct.
All right, Taylor, stay away from lick if you're trying to lower your blood pressure, because every drink in that bar is salt-rimmed. But this place is one big thirst trap, and only VIPs have access to the Malden Room.
Ooh, okay, the Malden Room. That's like the fancy stuff. One time I went to the bodega for this particular element, and they only had a box of this fancy stuff. And for some reason it was $5. So I imagine somebody came in there and was like, yo, I found this box of sodium. Do you want to buy it off me for $2.50? And they were like, yeah, sure. And they resold it for $5. And that stuff retails for, it's fancy salt. It really is. It's like this tiny sprinkle on top. Like
It's the finishing salt.
Precisely. Yeah.
I love an answer inside of an anecdote.
Me too, Taylor. That was fantastic.
All right, last one, Quinta. Last night at the Bad Penny was wild. I think I had too many live wire shots because I woke up this morning with dyed bronze red hair.
Copper.
Copper, you got it. That's right.
I didn't have any fun anecdotes because I was just so excited to know it that I just had to say it before, I mean, before it left my brain.
Who has a lot of fun anecdotes about copper? Not too much.
I don't know. It's like, pretty good.
No, you both did amazing. Thank you so much. Taylor Guerin is the co-author of the book Look, I Bought Plants and other poems about life and stuff. And Quinta Brunson's book of essays is called She Memes Well. Both books are available now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us. It's been so much fun.